In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are continuing with the new era. We're on volume 16, December 26, 1923. Jesus says, my beloved daughter of my will, Luisa Picaretta, my beloved daughter. You remember, the one that was closest to Jesus on earth was the beloved John. So Jesus uses this word to show us something about who Luisa is. My beloved daughter of my divine will. He says, look inside of me. How my supreme will conceded not even a breath of life to the will of my holy humanity. So here, Luisa had the opportunity of looking inside of Jesus. This is a life that our God has given to Luisa that is so astonishing. She could look inside of God. And she says, watch this. Look how my supreme will conceded not even a breath of life, not even one breath, to the will of my holy humanity. So Jesus had a human will, but he says it never came to life. He says, as holy as it was of Jesus's holy humanity, not even that was conceded to me. Not even the holy will of Jesus was conceded to Jesus. It wasn't part of what God wanted. Jesus, as the Son of God, as the Son of Mary, had a holy human will. But he said, this is not how I want you to be. I want you to live in my divine will of God. So we're seeing that what Jesus is telling us is this is a new beginning for mankind. Really, it's not new. It's the oldest gift. It's the gift that was given to Adam in the beginning. Even Jesus' holy human will did not have life. Why? God wanted more than God's holy human will. God wanted us to live in his holy divine will. So he says this, I, Jesus, was to remain under the pressure of a divine, infinite, endless divine will, which more than a press, what does it do? What does a press do? It squeezes all the juices out. He says, more than a press, which constituted its divine life for each one of my heartbeats, a divine life for each one of my words, a divine life for which each one of my acts. He said, I did not give life to my human will. He said, why? I want to bring mankind back to a divine, infinite, endless will of God, not a human will. What is our human will? Our human will is when we go to confession. We say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. That's our human will. And what do we say? I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid these near occasions of sin. I don't want this life anymore. Jesus says, good. Get ready for the divine life, the divine will that's coming, the new era that's coming. He says this, he says very, very clearly, and my little human will died in each heartbeat, died in each breath, died in each act, died in each word. It didn't have life. It was always the divine will of God, alive in Jesus, as it was alive in the Blessed Mother, Theotokos, the Mother of God. He says this, But he says very, very clearly, it died in reality. His human will actually felt death because it never, ever had life. It never became alive. See, the human will, when Adam chose his human will, he lost the divine will. He had this fallen human will. Disobedience to God, unfaithfulness to God. Jesus says his human will never had life. It died in reality. It actually felt death because it never, ever had life. He said, I had my human will only to make it die continuously, which Adam should have done, but Adam didn't. So Jesus comes as the new Adam to put his human will to death, not to have life, not to be in charge, but that the divine will could reign. And he says, and even though this was a great honor for my holy humanity and the greatest portents, even, he says, each death of my human will was substituted by what? By a life of the divine will. So instead of speaking humanly, Jesus spoke divinely. Jesus listened divinely, gazed divinely. And that's what we do when we do our prevenient act. We say to the Lord, I don't want to think humanly anymore. I don't want to speak humanly more. I don't want to listen humanly anymore. I don't want to look humanly anymore. I want you, Jesus, to speak in my speaking. I want you, Jesus, to listen in my listening. I want you, Jesus, to gaze in my gazing. And we let God have his way with us. That's what God wanted, that we be in his image and likeness. So he says, the continuous dying was the greatest, was the hardest, was the most bitter and painful martyrdom of my holy humanity. Not to give it life. When Jesus said, I want you to love suffering, it is Jesus who suffers. Suffering is Jesus. To die to our ego and our will is to love suffering, is to love Jesus, is to love Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And Jesus is the suffering. So what's happening is Jesus is teaching us how to live this abundant life. And he says, oh, how the pains of my passion are little before this continuous dying of the human will in him. He says, and since this alone, in this alone, I, God, completed the perfect glory to give to my celestial Father. I, Jesus, love the Father with a love that surpasses any other love for all creatures, past, present, and future. His love was supreme to his heavenly Father. To die and to suffer, to do something great a few times, a few intervals, is not so great. The saints, the good, and the other creatures also have worked, also have suffered, also have died. But since it was not a continuous suffering and not a continuous doing and dying, it constitutes neither a perfect glory to a heavenly Father nor a perfect redemption that can be extended to all of mankind. This is the redemption that Jesus did for us. He replaced our lives, our fallen nature, for his glorious nature. This is what redemption is. The kingdom of redemption has been given to mankind, and now God wants the kingdom of sanctification to come on earth as it is in heaven. This indeed is a glorious time, a magnificent time. To be predestined to live at this time, to have the book of heaven, the saints, if they could be envious, are envious of us. They did not have the book of heaven that was given to Louisa. We do. What God is bringing about is magnificent. And therefore he says, therefore, my newborn daughter, Louisa is now living in the divine will. My newborn daughter, Louisa Ficaretta, in the eternal volition, see now where your Jesus calls you, where your Jesus wants you. And it's the same thing for us. He's calling us to be newborns in the divine will. He's calling us to see where he, the Lord, and our Blessed Mother is calling us, where he wants us to be. And where is it? Under the press of my divine will, so that your human will may receive a continuous death, just as my holy humanity, holy human will, did. My mother did the same. This is the life I want you to live. This is what they gave to Louisa. Now this press, this martyrdom, is what God wants us to do. Never to do anything in our human will again. Otherwise, Jesus said, I, God, could not make the new era arise, this new era that's coming, in which my divine will come on earth to reign upon earth as it is in heaven. This is where we are today. A new era is close. How can it come here? By saying, I want no more life to my human will. I want to live in God's holy divine will as you did, Jesus, as our Blessed Mother did, Jesus, as you gave to Louisa, and she lived as a newborn. We want to be newborns in the divine will, eternally young as God is eternally young. Eternally happy as God is eternally happy. Eternally peaceful as God is eternally peaceful. This is what's coming. And it's here for us who want it. So he says this. He says, it takes the continuous act. It takes the contains. It contains the continuous deaths in order to be able to snatch the fia voluntas tua from heaven and bring it to earth. So what is the consequences of living in the divine will? What are these pains? What are these deaths? It's not to give life to the human will. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. It's to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. That's the new life. The consequences of living in the divine will is peace, joy, and happiness. That's our suffering. That's our martyrdom. To let go of all worry, all fear, all anxiety, and to enter into peace, joy, and happiness. This is what God has planned for us. This is why we are alive today. It's to begin to live this abundant life of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. This is what God is asking of us. And all that he asks that we do is give our fiat, our yes, I want this, Lord. I want it. Then he says, okay. What does that mean? Read, study, put this into practice. Learn how and why God wants this to happen. He's going to do it. All we do is say yes. And God says, okay, I will do the rest. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.